Hey guys, how are you doing today? This is I'm Lucas Galukas, and this is my show Spectrum Music. We play indie rock and indie whatever else every Wednesday night from 6 till 7. This week, we got a theme. It's jangle pop. If you don't know what jangle pop is, it's a genre defined. Give me a quick second here. Let me just set this up a little bit better. Perfect. Jangle pop's a genre defined by the jangleness. jangliness you kind of hear in the guitars. It's kind of hard to explain without actually hearing it, but you'll see what I mean, especially on the first track coming up here. But yeah, no, it has it can be it's a lot more expressive form, I find, of pop music. You'll hear a lot of experimentation with the production of the sounds itself. It's a lot rawer a lot of the times. And yeah, no, it's a fun genre that indie music has taken advantage of over the years. Starting off, we'll be playing some newer stuff with a Mena Trust track that came out late last year. It's called "Say Can You Hear?" I've played this one before. Big fan of it. Big fan of the group. Fun, energetic track with a super catchy bass line. I hope the new album goes in this direction a lot more. After that, we have Teenage Fan Club. Everything is falling apart. This is a new thing from them. They've been around for a bit. Super excited for whatever new comes from this group. And then to finish off, we have the Salad Boys with "Blown Up." So enjoy these next three tracks. Real quick, if you missed anything so far, you haven't missed too much. I'm Lucas Galukas. This is my show Spectrum Music. But we upload all of the shows onto the Radio Laurier website, so you'll be able to check it out there. Anyway, this is the part where we put on a little bit of news here. Broken Social Scene have announced a new EP, which is exciting. Canadian rock indie team nailed it with their last album. I'm super excited to hear them kill it again, you know? They're just solid. They put out good stuff. That one song on the what's it called? The Scott Pilgrim soundtrack? Phenomenal. They put out a lot of good stuff. Also, Grimes announcing a new album. Something, I think I read something about it being related to global warming, which is cool. We need more music about global warming. That seems to be like a political topic that hasn't been touched upon enough in music. So that's a good one. We have Modest Mouse sending out cryptic messages to fans, possibly teasing a new album of sorts, which would be very exciting since it's been years since we've got anything from them. And then most importantly of the news this week, MySpace has lost 12 years of music. Anything they recently changed some stuff up with their site, and all the music from 2003 to 2015 that was uploaded on that site is now just gone. That's a big deal. As much as we can make fun of MySpace every day of the week for being just a dead social network, lots of bands got big because of MySpace. Like Arctic Monkeys, for example, and like some bigger pop names like Sean Kingston, I think, or something like that. They started on MySpace. Like it was a legitimate way to actually go out there. It was the SoundCloud of the mid 2000s, right? So that's definitely a shame. It was like hopefully one day we get a better music social media app. There was Symbol for a bit, which I actually was a huge fan of. I used it quite a bit before it shut down. It was basically kind of like Instagram-like, but you can upload albums and you can click like a song and make a post about it, and people can listen to like a preview right there, and it connects directly to Spotify and Apple Music. It was really convenient and nice. I liked it a lot. I hope something like that comes back around in the future. Anyway, we got a Dreamier section here. Which is kind of weird when we're talking about jangle pop, not dream pop. But alas, we're going to get dreamy with Always, or Always, depending however you want to pronounce it. Dreams Tonight, soft and sweet track that is almost shoegazy in a way. This is easily their most popular track, and it's clear to see why. It's not my favorite of theirs, but I felt like playing it tonight. Then we have Real Estate, is a group I've played many times, including their track Darling, which I believe is my most played track on this entire show. My first year with Spectrum Music, I must have played that track 4 times, which is an insane amount compared to anything else. I don't think I've played anything else more than 2x at the most. So I'll be playing April Song by Real Estate, not Darling, for the 5th time. Then we have the new Mac DeMarco track, which I actually played last week as well. Here's me talking about I don't play songs repeat often, but it fits again in the show this week. I want to play Mac DeMarco again, and I think this new track is just great. It's a lot more moody than anything else he's really done. And then to finish up this last selection here, less dreamy, but still a fun track with the Go-Betweeners with Was There Anything I Can Do. So yeah, enjoy these next 4 tracks. Quick second there, perfect, and we're back. Anyway, quick thing I recently mentioned right before the last 4 songs there that Modest Mouse had music that was that were not music but potentially new music because of the cryptic messages they were sending out to fans. Well, I just found out that we have a new single coming around potentially, which is extremely exciting. So, hey, cheers to that. It's coming around on a record store day, as well as a B-side for it. So, that's 2 new Modest Mouse songs. That's super cool. Also on the music news side, or music and games, I guess, here. Krypton Nectar Dancer is having a collab with Nintendo, and there's going to be a Legend of Zelda Krypton Nectar Dancer game, which is really cool. Anyway, got any requests for this show, hit me up on Instagram at Lucas_Galucas. That's Lucas with a C, _GU Lucas. Anyway, next few tracks here are a bit more traditional. We got The Bats with Treason. We go back to the 90s with a really awesome Polaris track, Waiting for October. Super emotional one here. And then we have The House of Love with Love in a Car. So yeah, enjoy these next few tracks. And welcome back. We don't have too much of the show left here tonight, but let's enjoy what we have. A bit of extra news to end off the night here. Arca, the experimental pop artist, released a 12-second boot-up sound for a console called Analog that replicates the Sega Genesis games. They're getting an exclusive unreleased, like, 1993 Sega Genesis game and stuff. And yeah, no, I'm excited. I might actually pick one up myself. I have a Sega Genesis collection sitting around, so we'll see if we can put good use to it. Here's the boot up sound just for the fun of it here. Interesting enough, the boot up sound for Windows 95 was made by Brian Eno, so I guess there's an art to it. Woodstock 50th anniversary is happening, and weirdly enough, there's not enough play on nostalgia. Very little artists that would be reminiscent of Woodstock, or even any artists that performed there, although I'm sure there's not too many alive still and performing. Anyway, whatever. We'll see how that goes. I don't really have too much of an opinion on that, but we'll see. Last 3 songs here are all classics, starting with Underwater Moonlight by the Soft Boys, a classic group here. We have the Feelies, who are way ahead of their time with their sound here. definitely a huge inspiration for 90s indie, even though this is 80s album. And then we got Rubber Ring by The Smiths, which is a B-side that many have not heard. I hadn't heard it till recently. Remastered for The Queen is Dead 2017 re-release. So yeah, enjoy these last few tracks here. I mean, I was obligated to play The Smiths, but I didn't want to play There's a Light That Never Goes Out, because I probably will play that another time. I love that song. And a lot of Smiths. So yeah, anyway, enjoy these last three songs. That's all for today, Radio LRA. Thanks for tuning in. Next week's is the last of the semester until the fall term. For me, at least. I mean, there'll be a couple other shows afterwards, but if you're just interested in mine for some reason, that's that. Anyway, yeah, no, that's all for today. We'll be playing the best of the year next week, and I hope you all have a great time. This is Lucas Galukas, Spectrum Music. Signing off.